Did you want to be the hunted rather than the hunter this year? I know preseason polls don't mean a lot in the overall scheme of things, but the fact that you don't have the monkey on your back helps or hurts?
Yeah, you know, where you fall, you're going to do with it what you can. But you know, I agree with Coach Rundle. These preseason polls don't mean a whole lot. That was the exact same order that I put, you know, the thing in. So, you know, I'm not worried about that. Hey, everybody's got to go out and prove it. You know, usually in this league, if you win, you're going to get ranked number one the next year. But Albion got us in that last game. They deserve to be up there, as well as Adrian. Those were the two that we didn't get it done against.
How do you replace your offensive leader in terms of quarterback and the guy from our neck of the woods that led your team in tackles last year, Tim Claus?
Well, those are going to be toughies. You know, Mike Atwell's been our starting quarterback for 3 years. Not only was Mike a very good quarterback, but great person. He starts medical school at the University of Illinois on Monday, so we're very excited for him. You know, Mike's a guy who I thought might not miss it as much as some because he has such a bright future and career ahead of him. He's missing it terribly right now. I talked to him this week. I think he's going to play some golf with my brother in Champaign this week, so that'll be good for him before he gets started. But I will miss him terribly. Just he was just what we wanted in the program. He's a great student, a great person, a great athlete. And that's the three things we look for. Tim Claus just been solid. You know, his first team all league for 2 years, and then got bumped down to second team this year. Could have easily been first, but you know, he's just been a tackle maker for us. Tim, just a great nose for the ball. You know, he's the son of I coached his dad when I first came to Hope, and his older brother Matt, so it's kind of been a unique relationship for me, you know, to coach somebody's father and then coach the two boys. So I hate to see him go. They've been a great Hope family, and hopefully they're still going to be around here. They bought the business in town, so hopefully we're going to see them a lot.
Seniors that move on, you plan for it. You plan a couple years down the road, you're recruiting and all the like. Reloading is a nice word to be used instead of rebuilding. What will be the keys for this Hope team to be successful this year, if there's any quote-unquote special keys?
Yeah, I think the big thing, and it's a plus for us, having all of the offensive line returning is going to take some heat off whoever the quarterback is. You know, at some point here in these first 25 practices, I'm going to have to name a starter, and I think whoever it is, it's going to be a real plus to have those five guys up front. This is one of the better offensive lines I've coached, you know, and it doesn't just, not just because of the preseason accolades. These guys are good players, they're good students. They're just across the board the guys I want to have up there. And I think that's going to take heat off of the tailback situation, too. Sean Jackson's another guy that's going to be tough to replace. He wasn't just all league. He was the best offensive player in this league, according to the coaches. So he is going to help us coach this fall, so we'll still be around him. But I do think in Zach Borsma, very capable, was his backup last year. And then we have Reggie Duncan returning after taking a hiatus for a year. And Brandon Zervis has just kind of been a constant force. The last 3 years he'll be a senior, so I don't think any one of those guys will be a 30 carry a game guy more like Sean was, but I think all of them are going to do a great job. I mean, Reggie had scored as many as 3 touchdowns in a game by himself, you know, 2 years ago, so I think we're going to be okay there.
One final thing, as you prepare for the season, you have 2 challenges, this league with 2 other league challenges. Talk a little bit about getting ready for the league with the non-conference schedule and the fact that at least in 2 of the settings, you know you're going to have a quality opponent from a different league.
Yeah. And this first game against Monmouth is going to be exciting for me. The vice president there played with me when I was there. The athletic director we played against in high school, he was in college there when I was there. So it's kind of a homecoming for me. That's going to be kind of fun. But they're a good team. You know, their quarterback from 3 years ago is still playing in the NFL. He's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so holds the passing record for all divisions. They haven't been quite as good since he's been gone, but still a solid team. Augustana, at 5-5 last year, that's Mike's alma mater. That's going to be a good challenge, too. They've been a, you know, perennial powerhouse over the years. They're down a little bit right now, but I expect them to be better this year. Then we go up to Sheboygan, play Lakeland. They were 7-3 last year in that league. That's our crossover game. And then it's going to be interesting. We're going to have the bye right there, and then we come and open up with Albion at Albion. So I've always said the only thing better than beating Albion at Hope's beating Albion at Albion. So that's going to be a key one for us. But then we go back and we have another non-conference game against Rockford, an opponent I don't think we've ever played here. So kind of a different schedule. I think it could be to our advantage the way this thing's laid out. But still, you got to go win them. You know, we're not counting anything as a W. We've got to go play and play well, and you know, get whoever this quarterback is to mature pretty quickly.